I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
So there was a bunch of people who told stories about the times they had sex with a celebrity.
Okay.
And according to BuzzFeed, here's 16 people that didn't hold back the deets.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to share it with you, and then we will guess who the celebrity is.
Oh, okay. Should all right, easy. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. I think it will be. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and if you had sex with a celebrity, you can go ahead and
front of the line.
Jump in as well. We'll
take
that. Here we go. I hooked up with a celebrity chef before he became famous, and it was not good. We remained casual friends for a few years afterwards until a boyfriend at the time got jealous and deleted his number from my phone. Now every time he appears on TV, I feel super awkward for some reason. Probably because I remember the hookup rather than perfectly innocent friendship we had afterwards. My adorable husband thinks it's hilarious to tease me about it.
Who is it?
We have to guess.
Gordon Ramsay.
I don't have the answers. We are just making up rumors.
I'm going to say Guy Fieri.
That's what I say. Guy Fieri.
Ooh.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss? The guy that drilled a hole in his hand over and over?
No, didn't he?
Like at a bowling alley.
He was bowling
he was trying to like reset a pin or something. Got his hand caught in the machine.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah.
Ramsay or Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri seems the one most likely to have a lasting friendship with a one-night stand.
Yeah.
He seems like he'd be really bad in bed, too. Just the hair in general is really throwing me off. But I think it's Gordon Ramsay.
This next one, don't guess, and then we'll count to five and all say the answer at the same time.
Okay.
And I bet we say the same thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I slept with a comedian from some show because I thought he was hilarious. We flirted on MySpace, and I sat in the front row when he came to perform in our town. Then we went for a drink afterwards and went back to his hotel room to bang. It was super hot because I had seen him on TV and decided, before he was ever coming to our town, that I wanted to bang him, and then it was actually happening. At one point, he moaned my name, and I was like, this is it! This is the greatest moment of my life! Afterwards, I was too shy to get up and pee, so I held it all night and got a UTI. He was a gentleman whom I never saw or spoke to again. He still does comedy. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Dane Coulier.
Ruby and I are the same person.
Dane Cook
Dane
was
Cook
the...
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Howings? Nice.
I said Dave Coulier.
Maitland, did you say someone?
I did not, but I was thinking Aziz Ansari.
Maybe, but MySpace is...
It's pretty old.
Yeah. Dane Cook was the old MySpace comedian who used that, not that he was the only one. But that seems like he was doing those college tours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you figure, somebody who was pretty prominent there from like 2005 to 2009-ish.
If you want to sleep with Dave Coulier, get on MySpace now and hit him
he
up.
He might still be on Friendster.
I slept with a well-known, now deceased rapper when he came to Toronto a couple times, and I stayed at his place in California for a few days as well. The sex was good, but it wasn't any better than a non-celebrity. Ah, celebrities. Why don't they screw better? That's a good question. He wasn't selfish in bed at all, and it felt natural because we got along. He was actually down to earth and super fun to hang with. Any guesses?
When?
Old Dirty Bastard.
Sounds good to me. Doesn't say.
What year?
Just that he was well-known and now deceased.
Tupac.
Yeah, just because
I guessed Tupac
West Coast,
and West Coast, yeah.
because he seems like he would be like a, you know, outside of like the gang culture, that he was actually a pretty nice dude. He went to a liberal arts school and everything else. Like, he was a really smart guy.
Yeah.
He seems like he would have been pretty cool.
I think that's true.
I hate that we don't actually know the answers, though. That really annoys me. That they're just telling stories but not saying about who.
Somebody wrote in and said, I might have slept with a celebrity, but you have to define celebrity. Is it someone that people would know? That would count.
Would we know them just by their name, or do you have to say, so-and-so, you know, the guy that was in that blah, blah, blah?
Or is he a guy that's like the spokesman for a local pool company?
Yeah, is like a local celebrity.
I like that, too. Yeah. I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the lamer, the better, honestly.
Yes.
You know that woman from the Cowboy Auto dealership?
Yeah. Who's the lamest celebrity you've slept with?
Mm-hmm. Like, or the lowest, to.
The lowest rung.
Okay, let's try this
ladder.
One. I had sex with one of the more famous LA Rams players because my soon-to-be ex-husband cheated on me, and his favorite team was the Rams. So I went and got one. 12 years younger than me, and he had a predictably perfect body. And actually, it was a really nice experience. He later planned a birthday weekend for me and my girlfriends, and his niceness built my confidence up and inspired me to divorce my husband. Now, it's easy to think it was the more recent LA Rams who won the Super Bowl, and think it was like maybe Aaron Donald or Cooper Kupp, but I think it was probably the old school Los Angeles Rams, and that lady slept with all-pro safety Nolan Cromwell, who always looked like he was 53 years old.
I mean, maybe. Maybe she slept with Fred Dreyer.
Fred could be Fred Dreyer.
From Hunter.
This one. We're not going to be able to guess this one. A girlfriend of mine screwed an NBA player. The only detail I remember is that he was adamant about taking the condom with him when he left.
Okay, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that makes a ton of money, especially in sports, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's been like a known, I guess, rumor. I wouldn't know myself, but that they always take the condoms with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, this one's probably not going to guess that one anyway, but not me, but a girl I knew slept with some F-list reality TV douchebag. He quoted himself off of the show as a chat-up line. Then again, after he finished, she described the experience as embarrassing, but not sure for which of them more.
I think it was Mike, the Situation from Jersey Shore.
Oh,
I
bet you're
one of the guys
right.
from
That's
Jersey
a good
Shore.
One. Does yeah. somebody have a catchphrase that they would say?
GTF. No, GTL. Jim
GTL.
Tan
yeah, Jim Tan Laundry.
DTF.
DTF is the
down
other
to
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pauly D also has a catchphrase.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Something, yeah. So he probably would be like, oh, yeah. Sexing you, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Where's the. Yeah. Where's
For a
the,
moment,
where
I thought he
from?
Always said, oh, yeah, something, yeah. No. Which that would have been awesome.
Oh, yeah, something, yeah. I want to start saying that.
My
oh,
high
yeah, something, yeah.
My high school girlfriend went on to become a WWE diva. I was crazy in love. She was fun and sexy as hell. Things went south as soon as she started gaining fame. I met my wife after I got over her. So that one, it has to be while they're famous.
Yeah. It can't be before they were.
Yeah.
But it can be after.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you get on the decline?
Because they'd still technically be famous. They'd be celebrities.
Who'd you catch on the way down?
Yes.
Randy the Ram? You bet. I had a brief affair with a sex researcher who had co-authored a book on the female orgasm.
Tracy Cox?
She drew me a diagram to help me understand some things. That would be intimidating and also wonderfully instructional.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
She's a wonderful woman who changed my life in a good way. Okay, this one's pretty lame. I always wanted to have sex with and eventually banged the guy and dated him who had voiced the main character in a video game that has a decent cult following.
Mario.
It's me, Mario.
It's me, a penis.
We lived together for a bit and talked about marriage. He did other voice work and eventually wanted to move to LA to break into the movies. Shortly after he moved there, he wanted to start seeing other people. He has since done some B-rate type films. And has an IMDb page. Well, hell, we had an IMDb page. The sex was pretty good. We were both very active, and we did a lot of physically challenging sexual things. Like what, pull-up sex?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Who knows?
Let's do some CrossFit sex.
Time to dangle from a chandelier.
hold this manhole above your head.
Yeah, you have to be a truck tire.
All right, somebody's saying that they had sex with former NBA player Sean Kemp.
Well, he had sex with everybody. Yeah, he's got like 9 million kids.
Yeah, he had sex with 10,000 people.
And then somebody also texted, oh, yeah, wake up, yeah.
In 2013, I got lucky and had sex with a short woman from Golden Girls. No, you didn't.
No. No, I don't believe
you. You did not have sex with Sophia in 2013.
You might have had sex with a short woman from Golden Corral. I believe that.
Oxygen tank dragging around. Let's see. Ooh, this is a little different. I slept with and briefly dated a girl in college who was once a child actor. She was kind of a mess, honestly. It was sad because she was nice and funny and the sex was great, but she had a lot of issues, like she enjoyed sleeping in a barn with her horses and drinking until she passed out.
Oh, wow.
She had a lot of issues with her parents and a lot of self-esteem issues. I hope she's doing better now. She seems happy on Instagram. That would be kind of sad.
Oh, man.
Because like when you first met him, you'd be like, I can't believe I was just talking to somebody I used to watch on TV. And then you realize they have all these issues from when they know.
Yeah, and everyone seems happy on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a very
good point. Usually on Instagram, yeah. Or they are sad enough that they let you know every day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read you this one about someone who had sex with a celebrity, and then we'll retire the topic. We'll never do it again because it doesn't get any better than this.
Okay.
From the 516, I slept with the girlfriend of the drummer for Edna's Goldfish.
What?
What?
Can I have your autograph? You slept with the girlfriend of the drummer of Edna's Goldfish.
I love that band.
What's their biggest song?
Down in the Tank.
I know that one.
Oh.
That's right. The B-side was Too Many Flakes, Where's My Castle?
That's it.
Oh, yep. Man, yeah.
The good stuff.
Yeah, that's a follow-up to their hit.
Kelsey says the child actor was the Welch's grape juice girl. So it's all coming together. I knew she'd be a horse girl. You could tell. You could tell.
Ride on my horses.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.